Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. So I guess in, what was the movie, Rio Bravo? That was Walter Brennan. A lot of people texted in. Did you know, and I'm sure you did, that Walter Brennan, three-time Academy Award-winning actor, and he wound up being the guy, you know.
Good morning, Molly. No, I did not.
Watching The Prisoner.
Did not know that. Happy Tuesday. That's a good little tidbit to wake up to.
Best supporting actor.
All right. Yeah. That's very good trivia.
Yeah, thank you.
I will stump somebody later today. So, yes, I did not realize that. Good Tuesday morning. Going to be a big night of baseball in Chicago.
It's weird yesterday.
Yesterday was odd.
Somebody tell MLB that one of our teams must play.
Well, somebody tell MLB, I don't know that this is a problem, but how unusual it is to have both teams in town. Is that a good thing?
You know, it's a good thing if you could do a doubleheader.
What's Bruce going to do?
You can't do that.
Bruce has got to pick a side.
I will bet you a $5 American bill that Bruce goes to the Cubs game.
I bet you're probably right.
Yeah.
But
I think that's the more important of the two.
There is intrigue on the south side. The Cardinals are in town. Wilson Contreras comes in. You've got a team that has been better than expected, and they're in third place.
I don't know how many games Wilson Contreras has played against the White Sox. I'm guessing it's like 20. But he has hit 10 home runs against the Sox in his career, dating back to being a Cub.
He's a Sox killer.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's a killer.
He's a Sox killer.
He's hit some home runs.
He's hit some home runs against them.
Yeah, there's something to see.
But it's
to look at.
Very interesting evening in Chicago baseball-wise because you've got – it's a Midwest convention.
Yeah, it's
– St. Louis, Milwaukee, and two Chicago teams.
Yeah, it's an NL Central feast.
It
and
is.
Then the White Sox.
And then the White Sox,
and
yes.
AL.
Cardinals playing better. They're in third place, tied with the Reds. 7 games back of the Cubs, the Brewers 5.5 back, and the Cubs comfortably in front. 16-game lead, and that makes this series different in that it doesn't feel make or break, but it does feel like one. You want to keep the thing, good things going.
Cardinals kind of trending the wrong way coming off a losing series against those Brewers you mentioned.
Yeah, that was a pretty nasty series,
and,
too.
And I believe who's pitching tonight for the Cardinals? I believe... he's not, is it Liberatore? He is not pitching very well. His last three outings, he has a 10.5
ERA. Well, they're struggling. They're not having a great season. They're slightly above 500, so there's going to be some weaknesses.
Yeah.
They're not the perfect team.
They're
trying to put it all together.
I think that this was kind of a redoing year for them. I didn't expect them to be in much contention.
No.
I thought it was the Brewers that were
better. They still may fall out before the trade deadline and be sellers.
Yeah.
Matthew Liberatore is going against Shane Smith tonight on the south side.
And Liberatore, the last three games, 10-point-something ERA. Let's hope that keeps up.
Chad Patrick for the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field.
Ben Brown. You say that like you can't muster your kind of
Cade Horton enthusiasm when you say the name.
I said it after his last start. I still kind of believe it. If they went to a opener tonight, it wouldn't be the worst idea because of the way that he struggled in the first inning last time out. He's had success in the opener phase coming in the second inning. Wouldn't be the worst idea.
Are the Brewers lefty enough at the top of their lineup to justify that? Because that's usually the way they do it, right?
That is the way they do it. I don't know if matchups is the biggest reason why I would do it.
Oh, you would do it just because Ben Brown started slow.
He seems to lack command early on.
Okay.
He seems to have a problem cycling down, you know, kind of settling down and getting in that place where it's just him in the glove and he's throwing strikes. And I think you can see early on whether or not he's going to be a guy who has command in the first inning or not. And last time out, in Philadelphia, tough environment, he didn't.
I think it'd be fun if you went to the game and after the first pitch, you just screamed, "Get him out!"
Should I?
Well, it'd be hilarious.
Sit behind
you knew
the dugout,
it immediately.
Get some of those really cool score seats and sit there and just embarrass the station.
You wouldn't embarrass
You're
the
a fraud!
Station.
Who's that? Oh, yeah. That's Ha. He did seem a little tightly wound.
I told you once upon a time, years and years ago, when Adam Dunn was playing for the White Sox,
yeah.
He started to walk toward the home plate, and I heard someone scream, "Get it over with," and I realized it was me, and I was yelling about his impending strikeout.
Did you really heckle Adam Dunn?
I don't think that was a heckle. I think someone just yelled, "Get it over with."
That's heckling.
I just think it was a difficult. I watch that guy play a lot, and that's how I felt.
Enough's enough. Yeah,
get it over with.
Was he the guy that probably made you as fed up as any Sox player in recent history?
I don't know what happened. I don't remember heckling. I hate that term.
No, but if you went to a game, you'd boo him. Is he the most likely White Sox player you'd boo?
I never liked Adam Dunn as a White Sox.
Yeah.
He seemed to be doing some things okay before he got here.
He was fine Cincinnati Red.
Yes.
Had a good run with the Reds.
Right.
Then he came here and stopped hitting. And Ozzie gave him some vodka and orange juice.
He came here and he was done.
Did you give Adam Dunn a mental break or he just
I had two bottles of vodka.
I love that.
That is awesome.
Love Oz. Missed Oz last night. The Sox, you know, were off.
I didn't enjoy that
ballpark. Yeah. I know. You miss Ozzy. He becomes part of your summer.
How did you handle the NBA finals?
Well, I don't really think that I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I concluded last night that as much respect as I have for Oklahoma City and their depth and their 68 victories and their coach whose name nobody can spell and SGA and Jalen Williams, all those things. Jalen Williams was outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't really like that team. There's nothing about that team I like.
Alex Caruso.
Don't yeah, okay.
Try hard.
I kind of, yeah, he's okay. I don't really like that team. I actually don't like them at all.
You hear all this national stuff and you hear the ESPN people, and it's just they can't help themselves. They kind of get carried away. They get one guy says something and then they all say it. They basically. The echo chamber was Jalen Williams. Equals Scottie Pippen, maybe better than Scottie Pippen. I got to tell you, if I hear that again,
it's a reach.
There's going to be
it's a reach. That's not that wasn't
language.
My takeaway. That wasn't my takeaway.
Language.
If you want to have, if you're straining for a Bulls comparison or a Bulls point to make out of that last night, it is worth remembering. Jalen Williams was drafted 12th. I'm just saying,
he
was a 12th overall pick, right?
You know,
and the Bulls have the 12th overall pick. You can find a player.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is Mike.
You didn't like that.
And Jalen Williams
No.
It's what they're talking about.
But I don't have to like it. We don't have to buy into it.
No, I think we have to call it out.
Yeah, it's you know, way too soon for that.
Exactly.
Come on.
Can we have a year or two?
Are they going to win five more?
Oh,
really?
They got enough draft picks to win 20.
Well, wait, see how that plays out. You're right. I mean, it could be something. We could be at the beginning of a dynasty. I just don't feel it.
No.
And I don't know that I would enjoy it.
Why do we have to go to the extreme example all the time? You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, you're playing into it right now.
Because I mentioned it?
Yes.
Well, it was everywhere. Did you not hear any of that stuff?
But I'm saying, you know, Wait, prepare yourself, David.
You're going to hear it all day.
I'm not going to hear it all day.
You're going to hear it all day.
I'm not.
Yep.
I'm not going to listen to anything except for country music.
I will bet you a $5 bill, U.S. currency, that you hear that more than me complaining about it.
It is a crutch. I mean, it's just an easy comp, I suppose, for people to make. But I don't see that a comparison. Plus, that was 25 years ago, 27 years ago.
It's absurd.
Well, it's lazy.
It's so lazy. But that's what I'm saying. They get one talking point, and everyone starts chewing on it, and then they keep chewing on it. And then
didn't see that.
People bring it. Oh, my God.
Did not enjoy the way the Pacers let go of the rope last night. I feel like that was a bad game for them. Tyrese Haliburton clearly is compromised.
And
somehow,
I think it's interesting because you know who's getting criticized. You're not hearing a lot of criticism for Tyrese Haliburton, but Rick Carlisle all of a sudden, what did he do? Why did he take out the guard? And
TJ McConnell.
Yes.
I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Rick Carlisle has been the biggest reason, one of the biggest reasons the Pacers are where they are.
No question.
And I think Tyrese Haliburton, regardless of the way he played in the first half when he didn't score a field goal and didn't until, I mean, this was a guy that was not playing.
He hurt himself.
At a high level.
It's the same injury he had last round. He's got a cast.
No doubt. But if I'm Rick Carlisle and I've got a player who has made every play in the fourth quarter to get us there, I'm probably going to see what I can get out of him because he's probably telling me he can do it.
I don't like how do you
tough
get,
spot.
How do you get him to not play?
How do you
keep him out of there? You'd have to like call security on his dad. Well, you have to do that anyway. But then you'd have to call
his dad's
it on
already
him.
Being escorted around. Oh, that'd be a rough night for pops.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's kind of a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot.
How about Pascal Siakam in the fourth quarter? That guy was everywhere. He came through and stepped up when Haliburton couldn't, and you felt bad for Haliburton because he is in a position to carry them in every other fourth quarter, and he's been very good this postseason and taken a step forward, but last night just didn't have it.
He was 0-for-6 shooting. Can you imagine Tyrese Haliburton?
It's going to leave a mark because people are going to remember.
Well, he's hurt.
I know, but it won't matter to a lot of people in the echo chamber, where facts are rarely necessary. It's strong opinions, polarization, and repetition. Those are things that you need in the echo chamber. But Tyrese Haliburton is hopefully going to be better for Game 6, but I don't know.
I don't know how you get better.
I don't know how the heals.
It's like a soft tissue injury. I don't know how it gets better.
Could be a problem.
It could be a real problem.
But I found myself not really liking OKC last night, and I don't know why.
That's interesting. Maybe because they were beating your Hoosiers.
That might be part of it.
Or Pistons or whatever they call them.
I kind of got into the whole Indiana story.
Yeah. What was the line? It's not just a city.
But this is Indiana.
That's it.
That had nothing to do with
the
city.
It's not just a city.
Close enough.
Indiana.
Close enough.
That's what it was.
I get what you're saying. But tonight's hockey night, so it's a shift my focus, and I'll be disappointed in a different way tonight.
Yeah, this is an elimination game.
I got to tell you, these finals are turning into really depressing exercises.
They're in Florida, right?
They're in Florida. The cup will be in the building, as they say.
Oh, boy.
The cup will be in the building. And they'll show it in the third period if Florida clings to a one-goal lead, and they'll show it getting polished in the background. And
I can't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough of that, of the blonde-haired guy that carries the cups around. I saw him when your man got the Rookie of the Year award in Naperville or whatever. He was a guy escorting that trophy to him. Let's recap here for a second.
Let's see.
Oh, I love that.
You're talking about Lane Hutson.
Yes.
Winning the Calder Cup.
Thank you.
He's from Barrington, not Naperville.
Whatever. It was some suburb.
Close enough, right?
And the guy, the guy from Creature of the Damned or whatever, the albino guy, is out there with the trophy. Although I thought he was born in this country.
It's Phil Pritchard.
Yes.
It's the same guy who's been there forever, I believe.
That's what I just said.
And he's the keeper of the cup.
And he will be shining the cup. And
he will be shining the cup. He says, hey, Phil, haven't seen you in a while.
He'll be in the building.
Did you know that we passed the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary was Sunday of the Blackhawks winning at home against the Lightning, the last time they won a Stanley Cup final.
Wow.
It's been a decade.
There's a lot of these moments.
I know.
I mean, every year it seems like we're getting, hey, you know, it's been like 55 years since the Bulls won a game.
Why don't you like Phil Pritchard, though?
Oh, I love him. I'm saying it was good to see him. I was talking him up.
He's aging well.
He looks great.
Just like
himself.
The cup. Yeah. Can he still lift it?
How was my complimenting him and saying he's going to be in the building?
You made him sound like the guy carrying the cup around.
The guy with the white cup.
Who was in Naperville?
Well, wherever. Barrington. I beg your pardon.
Lane Hutson's a good, dynamic hockey player.
Let me tell you something. You try to grow up on the South Side and be able to differentiate between Barrington, Naperville. They're all kind of or wherever. They're all 30-mile drives.
Auroraville West.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. Glenbard, Glencoe, Glenview, whatever.
Who won the state championship baseball?
Libertyville.
I was trying to remember where Liberty is.
Right next to Mundelein and between Mundelein and Lake Forest.
Yeah, I know. You lived up there. I'm just saying it's beyond Lake Forest. I was trying to just picture it in my head.
It's a very nice community.
I kept thinking of Lincoln Way. And
no,
I was like,
no.
Mulligan.
Lincoln Way's down south.
I know. I pointed south. Up. Libertyville's over there.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here my entire life.
How could you not know where Libertyville is?
I did. I just was trying to. There's a lot of, you know, Lincoln Way, Lockport, Libertyville. There's a lot of high schools, David. I used to cover all of them. I used to have to drive around. I've been to all of them.
You know, at some point, you mentioned high schools. We need to spend some time, probably not today because we're unprepared, but we need to get our hands on. The Sun-Times did a special section over the weekend about the greatest high school basketball players in Chicago. And they broke it down into different leagues, different parts of town.
Bill Buckner.
They had their Quinn Buckner.
He was Bill when he was in high school. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. I'm sorry.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you
for correcting me.
I'm sorry.
You fell into the trap I set.
I didn't realize that Quinn Buckner had one of those moments.
He was Bill
He let
in
the ball
high
roll
school.
Right between his legs in the fourth quarter. Time ran out. Quinn Buckner was on their Mount Rushmore.
Yes, he was.
With Cassie Russell, Derrick Rose, and Isaiah Thomas. And
great high school
players. It's a great source of conversation. Yep. It's a great source of debate. And they did a terrific job of assembling all of the facts and all of the backgrounds and all of the photos. It was really – I saw it yesterday when I was at the United Center.
Bill Buckner was one of the stars of the greatest high school team in Illinois state history. Generally regarded as such.
Did you, just first glance, those four guys, do you think that they omitted anybody, obviously, in your mind?
Well, I mean,
because you have been here all your life.
There are plenty of players that deserve, but the problem is those are some of the most successful players.
And accomplished,
And accomplished, and, you know, I mean, for Quinn Buckner, he was an extraordinary leader. He was a great player. And he ended up playing in the NBA, but there are guys that have had better NBA careers. So I don't know what the parameters are, like whether you're talking about guys that dominated the high school scene, or if you're talking about guys that ended
went
up
on to success,
great careers.
Where does Mark Aguirre fit on your
list? Mark Aguirre was an unbelievable talent when he was at Westinghouse.
I wondered if that would have been how close it was for him being the fifth guy they considered, but
he was Mark Aguirre. I remember going to see him at DePaul because he was this, you know, legendary high school player. And I wasn't even in high school, but we were going to DePaul to see Mark Aguirre. And he was, you know, he was such a wild player because he was like, you'd go watch the layup line. And Mark Aguirre was, he was hardly the biggest guy on a team. And he was kind of a portlier fellow when he was younger than he was when by the time his career
weren't
ended.
Weren't there fitness concerns?
Oh, my fitness concerns. But I remember, like, you know, guys taking turns in the layup line. Mark Aguirre, like, is, like, over the rim, kind of head over the rim. Like, he was an unbelievable talent.
Great athlete.
Great offensive player.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But I watched a game one time where, you know, we're in the alumni hall, and Aguirre dunks, and then you're back on the other end, and the official, like, all of a sudden has to stop the game to call a technical because he's still hanging on the rim. Like, it was he, and then Ray would get up and he'd be like, you know, it was unbelievable how undisciplined Mark Aguirre was in the early days.
In the early days.
Yes.
Certainly got a hold of that and got on the right track.
Well,
boy, he had a great career.
He was when
great
that's
career.
When DePaul really kind of took off. The year before he got there, and then he was the big recruit. But Mark Aguirre, they used to play on NBC, and he supposedly be in the hotel, and he'd be running up and down the halls, banging on doors, yelling, NBC, NBC. He just lived for those big national games.
Those were the days.
And DePaul was huge.
Those were the days. So also last night, after watching the NBA Finals, or actually during the NBA Finals, I was a little bit bored when they took a big lead. I know the Pacers came back. Did you watch the first inning of Ohtani?
It was the only inning, really, right? It was the only pitching inning.
I mean, he pitched in the first inning, then he left, and then he stayed in the game. Dodgers won, but what a moment. He hit 100 miles per hour on the gun. Yeah. That was essentially a rehab start. Most guys do that in the minor leagues. They're not going to do that because he's Ohtani.
Yeah.
But Dylan Cease and Shohei Ohtani, that was electric for the inning that they matched up head-to-head. But it was fun. It was good theater.
What did he strike anyone out? He did.
No,
right?
He did not.
And that was the over under
one and a half.
One and a half. And we thought he was going to go two or three.
They thought
innings.
Two. He ended up going one.
Yeah.
And then he came out. But it was the first time in Major League history somebody pitched the top half of the first and then let off. The bottom half.
Did he? He didn't do great. He gave up a couple hits, right? I mean, he didn't give up any runs, but. I don't know. I'm a big fan. I love that. Yeah,
that was very cool.
Pitched an inning, two hits. He gave up an earned run, 28 pitches.
28 pitches.
Yeah.
So he'll come out next time. He'll give a little bit deeper, a little bit better. Dave Roberts was laughing in the dugout because I guess he just can't believe how lucky he is to coach a guy like that. But it was funny to see him just enjoying the moment. And, so that was entertaining.
And not for nothing, but did you see that his translator reported to prison yesterday?
Yes, I saw
He's got 57 months. Is that right?
Incidentally, the same day that Ohtani makes his return to the mound, his interpreter goes to the clink.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I just thought it was an oddity.
It is. Did you also see, speaking of oddities, we talked yesterday a little bit about Angel Reese, she trademarked Me Bounds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that to encourage talk of it or to prevent it?
I don't know. That's the thing. It seems like she's leaning into it. It seems like she's leaning into this now, and I don't know that she. I'm sure she realizes all the implications, but it didn't begin as a term of endearment. It did not. It was not really something that you would want to imagine somebody leaning into, but she is apparently she seeks the trademark in response to Me Bounds, and she put something on social media about it. So Angel Reese is trademarking Me Bounds. The look on your face.
I don't know if that's good or not. That's
that
all.
Sounds like a nickname you would come up with, David.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's funny.
Thanks, Tyler.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know is the purpose to change the conversation on the Mebound instead of it being her unable to shoot from 3 feet, it's more about her being as persistent.
Yes, I guess that's it. Okay. Because USA Today, the headline is this: Angel Reese brilliantly trademarked Mebound in response to hate.
Brilliantly.
Brilliantly.
That's good.
So she's going to make some money off the Mebounds, I suppose. I don't think she had much other
option.
I guess you could choose to fight back.
It's part of her game. I mean, it's part of her game. And it's a remarkable.
I think Sky back in action tonight. They won the other day.
I believe you're accurate. Yep. That's true. They did win a game. Congratulations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.